I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. The Trump administration is continuing to deploy park rangers at the U.S.-Mexico border. As Noah Glick reports, the Mountain West is feeling the effects, but it's unclear just how much.
Park rangers first began heading to the border in 2018, part of a pilot surge operation run by then-Secretary of Interior Ryan Zinke. Zinke called the operation a success and touted more than a dozen arrests by the park officials in the first days. But Christina Hazard says the policy takes away valuable resources from already thinly staffed parks. She's with the National Parks Conservation Association, a nonpartisan parks advocacy group.
Law enforcement rangers have very specific skills, and it's not easy for another ranger to just fill in. And it might not be possible in some cases for other rangers to backfill a law enforcement position.
The Department of Interior has not shared any details publicly on the number of personnel being sent to the border or from where, citing operational security concerns. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
USA Today reports that Rocky Mountain National Park will send two rangers to the border this year and two next year. The Colorado Supreme Court has denied a request to reconsider a ruling declaring the sentences of hundreds of criminal defendants to be illegal. The state Supreme Court refused to rethink whether criminal offenders could be sentenced to both prison and probation in the same case. The Attorney General challenged the decision, saying it could create extensive litigation. This is 91.5 KRCC News.